is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, surgeon, surgeon of the year, author, and broadcaster for over 2.3 decades. Dr. Shealy, we live in a narrow temperature band. Most of us like it 70 degrees. And you know, we can prove that very easily, but we can prove that very easily because we set our thermostats in the winter, you know, a lot of us between 68 and 72 degrees, you know, in our homes. Some a little lower and some a little higher, but pretty much that's where we like it. And then outside, we like it between 60 degrees and 80 degrees. You know, if it's colder than 60, we dress a little warmer. If it's warmer than 80 degrees, you know, we dress a little lighter. Now, where I'm going with this is over this winter, we've had violent, violent swings in temperature. We've had freezing rain. We've had snow. We've had hail. We've had ice. I mean, it was horrible. And we saw temperature swings of over 40 degrees from night to daytime in, you know, within 24 hours. And I've mentioned on the air, as a result, I believe we lost two cows. Two mama cows and four calves because of these winter extremes. Now, my question is, us humans, our cats, our dogs, our domestic animals, our farm animals, are these temperature swings as hard on living animals, warm-blooded animals and humans, as I think these extremes are?
Well, I think there's no question. Even the animals, which ordinarily or who ordinarily tolerate, you know, significant extremes, certainly are stressed extra hard when you have this kind of extremes. You know, I lived in Wisconsin for 16 years, and we averaged 40 days of below zero weather. In three of those years, we had 60 days below zero. And we lost only one animal in the entire time. We had, you know, up to 60 horses and 180 goats and chickens, et cetera. We lost one peacock one winter, and he was old. I mean, he was like 10 years old, but he froze to death on one of those cold days. So they do, they adapt better than we do. Now, I don't know any human being who even with clothes is likely to survive well outside overnight at 40 degrees below zero. Mm-hmm. You know, the people in New Zealand are so spoiled. I spent a month there way back in 81, I think. And if it got above 70 or below 50, they thought it was bad. Because they do have that kind of remarkably mild climate all year.
Well, so my question then is, with these enormous swings, these violent swings that I have never experienced when I was, you know, in the 1950s, in the 1960s, even in the 1970s, I do not remember these violent temperature swings that would, I mean, they even tested the limits of our heating system, Dr. Shealy. And I can certainly make some modifications to provide more heat. But we used a lot more wood than we ever have any other previous winter.
I'm glad we fed
our... Okay.
Well, you know, I've had...
And we fed our...
I've had my office for 20 years in a sunroom type place. And this winter, I could not keep the temperature comfortable in there. I moved into the house proper. Because no matter how much I tried, it just was too exposed.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. Our farm animals use between, and any given day during the winter, they use between 2 and 4 times the amount of hay just to stay alive.
Right.
And we use between 2 and 4 times the amount of fuel delivering the hay to them. You know, I'm talking about diesel fuel.
Exactly.
To take the hay up the road. You've been to the farm, so you know that, you know, we keep the hay probably 1/2 mile from where the cows like it. And, you know, the cows graze all of these fields that we have, but it was a chore getting them hay, and we used more of it, and we used more fuel delivering the hay to them, and we used more fuel to heat the house. We heat our house primarily with wood, fallen trees from all over the farm. We just cut them up during the summer, stack it, and then put it in our outdoor wood furnace. But we used more fuel. And so there's no question in my mind, just measuring by the fuel we used, by the hay we used, that the temperature was much, much lower. I mean, without even looking at the thermometer, without knowing how cold and frozen I was out there trying to feed the cows, I'm just thinking that someone who is not in optimal health would really have a tough time coping with that. So going into next year, next winter, if we experience the same kind of temperature swings and bitter cold, we ought to be thinking about getting our bodies as healthy as we can for that, because we have a little bit of time to do that. So, Dr. Shealy, what would you like us to do? And I know we talk about this, but I think it's so important. You know, this is USA Prepares. We talk about preparedness. We talk about the problems, and we talk about the solutions. So I've defined what I think is going to be a problem, extreme weather, temperature changes, that we need to be healthy. We need to stay out of the doctor's office. But heck, you can't even get into the doctor's office if you need an appointment today. So let's do everything we can. What do we do right now to get ready? And it's not going to be immediate, I know. But if we've got all summer and all fall, what do we do? What do we do?
I'm glad you asked that question. A great one. And first of all, let me just say that I think we are probably going to have more extreme weather increasingly. John Hamaker wrote a book back in 1981 or two called The Survival of Civilization, and he pointed out that looking at history for thousands and hundreds and millions of years, we have these cycles of 90,000 years of ice age and 10,000 years between. And even in past, long before people had anything, even wood-burning fires, we had these cycles, and there would always be a very high temperature before it got to ice age. And there's a book called Earth Under Fire by Paul LaViolette that also emphasizes the repeated past histories of global warming without people contributing to it. Now, what to do? Number one, 50,000 units of vitamin D3 once a week. That is probably, of all the habits you could develop, more protective of your body than any other one I could think of. Now, in children, it should be once a month. In adults, once a week. Number two, no wheat, no wheat, no wheat. Don't store wheat, don't buy wheat, don't eat wheat, and that goes for barley and rye as well. Number three, no sugar. None. Not a drop of it. Don't need it. Use honey. And the nice thing about honey is we know it's good for thousands of years, so you can stock up on all the honey you want to use for sweetening. Beyond that, the next thing I would say is physical exercise. If you're not doing it already, start. If it's just 1 minute a day and add a minute every day, ideally, I'd like to see almost everybody using good exercise at least an hour, 5 or 6 days a week. I do most days 75 to 90 minutes of real exercise. Now, people who work physically like you don't need to, you know, do extra exercise necessarily. If you don't do anything else, just stand in place and bounce. You know, just bend your knees and raise your arms up and up and down. You can go to YouTube, look up Bounce with Dr. Sheely and see how to do it. Those are the important things. If you have a yard, I don't care where you live, if you have a yard with even 25 by 25 feet, raise as many of your vegetables and fruits as you can. And keep some seeds on hand that are heirloom seeds so that if things get really difficult, you can gather the seeds from your own garden and save them for the coming year. I mean, these are the critical things. I am not a vegan. In fact, I consider veganism a fetish, a psychological, emotional disorder. And I don't care who gets angry with me at saying that, because it's just not a healthy diet for most people. But if you can, you know, can have some chickens or eggs. In fact, I had a guy here visiting me yesterday, and he and his wife have a heated greenhouse, and they raise tilapia in their greenhouse. But this winter, because they had trouble keeping the temperature high enough for the tilapia, they converted to koi, which is, of course, a type of carp. And they can raise those. Now, it's going to take a lot of wood heat to keep even a plastic greenhouse going with that. And I'm not quite up to that yet. But I do think animal protein is excellent if it's properly raised.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let me see if I've got this right. 50,000 units of vitamin D3. That's liquid sunshine. You've been recommending that for quite a while. Our whole family takes it. My mom takes it. It's one of the supplements that she takes. Mrs. F does. Our children do. And all of us are staying quite healthy. Seriously. Physical exercise. You recommend honey. No sugar. Physical fitness. And Dr. Sheely, you said no wheat, no barley, no rye. Now, at the meetup, you said something really, really interesting about why. Why no wheat? Why no wheat? When we come back, this is absolutely critical that we share this, Dr. Sheely. And also the new name for Monsanto that Mike said.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, when we were at the meetup on Monday, you had what I thought was a startling announcement. We were talking about Monsanto, and you were talking about wheat and the connection. Why, you know, you've been saying no wheat, no wheat, and others have been advocating no wheat also. Would you like to share with us your thoughts about wheat?
Oh, absolutely.
And Monsanto?
Monsanto. Monsatan, you mean. I think that's one
that was
of the greatest neologism that I know.
And that came from Mike. Mike said that, one of our instructors at the meetup. He used the term. He didn't say Monsanto. He just came out and said Monsatan, and everybody knew exactly what he meant. And I said, I know this is going to be on the air, you know, on Wednesday. Monsatan, what a great term. But, yeah, please share with us why no wheat?
Well, Monsatan introduced Roundup many, many years ago, and now it has really poisoned a great deal of the earth. In fact, I consider Monsatan the most evil known entity on the face of the earth, maybe other than the one in the White House. at any rate, Roundup is very toxic. It's very poisonous. And, of course, farmers have used it now on all kinds of crops, not only wheat, but corn and soybeans. I mean, the three major grain crops have been totally contaminated. And some idiot wrote me when I was sent out the announcement about the Roundup contaminating. Well, a lot of the corn that's raised is for alcohol. Well, that's another idiotic thing, because there's more energy used in making corn and converting it to alcohol than is gotten out of alcohol-based corn. But that's another story. So Roundup is not only used on the soil, but it's been incorporated actually into the just genes of these plants. And so it's extremely toxic, and Roundup itself can poison the intestinal tract. So it could even without taking in wheat, you can get many of the same symptoms as severe as celiac disease, which is the most serious and fatal of the wheat sensitivity disorders. So it is all at the doorstep of Monsanto.
Dr. Seeley, thank you for doing that, because, you know, we're trying to figure out why no wheat, why the wheat brain, why the wheat belly, why we're so sick, why our immune system is so compromised, why we're in so much physical trouble. And here it is, Monsanto. And Dr. Seeley, do you think that this may have something to do with Crohn's disease, too?
Oh, absolutely. Crohn's disease is, you know, again, most of the time not quite as bad as celiac, but it's darn close sometimes. And so Crohn's disease, celiac disease, and then all the autoimmune diseases. Let's remember that. And diabetes is made worse by it. So basically it's almost every disease known can be aggravated, contributed to, made worse by Roundup, contamination of everything.
Dr. Seeley, I got a call from a man from Canada about, maybe 18 months ago or so. And it was a very, very sad call. He told me that he listens to the broadcast and that he had cancer. And it was throughout his entire body. And I said, Do you know the origin? And he said, well, sure. He said he worked for the railroad, and he said that they used timbers, and they used pressure-treated timbers. And back then, back in the, probably the 80s, those green-colored timbers that you could buy at Lowe's or any of the other home improvement centers were treated with arsenic. Okay, so you know, one bite and the pests that would eat the wood timbers in the ground wouldn't survive. So arsenic worked really well for them. But when we humans cut the wood into the sizes and shapes that we wanted, we would breathe that dust. Well, it really had dramatic effects on the body in his body. And then he talked about Roundup. And he said they, at the railroads, they used Roundup all over. And he was involved in that, too. And so he believes that that's what gave him cancer. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Seeley.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Norman Shealy. And if you'd like a copy of his newsletter, if you'd like to find out more about what's happening in the world of Dr. Norman Shealy, you can go to normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned at the meetup something very, very interesting, that many people believe that if they want to have a lab test, they have to go to their doctor or to their hospital or their medical practitioner to get a prescription for a lab test. Now, in the state of Missouri, that's not true. You can go to a company that does lab testing. And I believe you said that there are more than just Missouri. There are multiple states that allow lab tests without a prescription. Is that correct?
There are 12 states now that have a law that says any person can order whatever lab test they want. I knew about the state of Washington and known about it for years, but I had no idea and was delighted to learn that Missouri is ahead of the game in this. The company that does this, and it is a chain all over the country, independently, locally owned and run. The one here in Springfield is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. And you can go to www.anylabtestnow.com and learn about it all over the country. And, of course, if you expect your insurance to cover it, they probably won't without a physician ordering it. But if you're willing to pay for it, you can get it done at Any Lab Test Now, and it'll be a lot less expensive than getting it at a hospital.
Mm-hmm. And, Dr. Shealy, Expo number one, we've had six Get Prepared Expos, and Expo number one and two, Any Lab Test Now was an exhibitor. And so they had just opened their office in the Springfield market, and we helped them with exposure and getting people to know what their services are. And very, very, was much less expensive than the same test from the hospital. And there was one other important consideration, Dr. Shealy, that if you have a lab test done independently and you decide that you want it for your purposes, let's say you wanted to know if you had a venereal disease, or let's say you wanted to know if you had some other disease that you didn't want others to know about,
right?
And have it reported. Well, you can find out. You can find out by having your own lab test done and pay for it yourself, and it does not get reported through the system. That's been my understanding, unless the law has changed. But I would verify that.
Yeah.
And make sure that I'm correct.
Yeah, to my knowledge, that would be correct. Legally, I think you probably are supposed to report it, but I don't think that the lab has a responsibility to do that. Not sure. At any rate, it's certainly worth considering. And if I am correct about ADMA, the asymmetric dimethyl arginine, then once I have proven ways of reducing it safely and enhancing your health long-term, certainly people, I would think everybody in the country is going to want to have an ADMA, every adult, because getting it down could be the single best thing you could ever do for your health.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, Dr. Shealy, is you would have a predictor of when you will die. And,
exactly.
And that has a lot of ramifications.
And something to do about it.
Yeah. And, you know, that was something, Dr. Shealy, I got a lot of calls. When I mentioned about a week ago, I mentioned, you know, what would you do? What would you do if you knew an event was coming? What would you do, for example, if you knew the date that, and there are lots of predictions. There are people who have predicted that the financial collapse was going to occur March 31st. That was the beginning of the financial collapse. And they predicted that 11 days later, which would be April 11th, that we would see, you know, a major event. They didn't use the word financial collapse, but they're talking about a major, major, major economic event where you should pull your money out of the bank. And, you know, I didn't want to report that because I didn't buy it. I didn't believe it. And so I kind of alluded to it, but now that I mentioned it, I didn't want our people to panic, and it bothers me when people cause panics. So I wouldn't cover that on USA Prepares because I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it's going to happen. I believe we will have a financial collapse, but I don't believe it's going to be on April 11th. So anyway, if you knew in advance the date of something that, you know, that would happen, would you change what you're doing, or would you just say, well, I can't do anything about it, so I'll just you know, put my feet up and watch TV or have a few beers or something like that. Well, Dr. Shealy, what you're talking about is so important for the people who listen to USAPrepares.com that if they knew, based on this predictor, when they would die, they could actually change their behavior and do something about it. Or if they found out that they're going to have a great, long, healthy life expectancy, they may want to say, forget paying life insurance. And that's something that I did a long time ago. I mean, a long, long time. I don't have any life insurance. Why would I want it? I mean, what good is it going to do me? If I haven't provided for my family by now, I haven't done my job. So I feel that I'm healthy, and I don't need life insurance. Well, what would happen for those of you who do have life insurance if you found out that you're going to live a long, healthy life? Now, an accident could happen. You could get run over by a truck, God forbid. But if you want to run the risk, maybe you can save that money and put it into preparedness. What do you think, Dr. Shealy? Just buy this test.
Well, you know, interestingly, of course, I have to admit that I did carry life insurance until after the death of my wife because I wanted to be sure she was protected, you know, when I'm gone. And I wanted not to have to worry about that. I actually cashed it in. And interestingly, I had a policy that was pretty darn good. I got back every cent that I had put into that particular policy over many years. Not much interest on it, but, you know, I did cash it in, and if I know that I collected an amount that was slightly greater than the policy over 20 years or more. So that is a possibility with certain companies and certain policies. On the other hand, you know, I wouldn't, if you can't afford it, I would never do it. And if you don't feel as if you need money in case you die for some, you know, for some family member or purpose, then certainly it's a good idea not to waste it on useless stuff like that.
And Dr. Shealy, I have seen, I hate to say this, but I have seen two individuals in my life that had said things like when they were talking about a family member, an elderly family member, that they can't wait for that person to die so that they would collect that person's life insurance. I can't believe it. I mean, that in itself is a great reason not to not to have life insurance. I mean,
well,
gee whiz. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I agree.
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, that is sick.
Yeah.
That person needs to have their behind beaten in public square,
well,
or caned, in my opinion.
Well, I no longer, I mean, when I've heard that, that really distanced me from those two individuals. And they were separated by maybe 20 years apart when I heard them say it. But it was so upsetting to me, I didn't want anything to do with these individuals. So, knowing the, you know, the future life expectancy, I think, well, I think it's one of those things that you'd, you know, opening that document to read it would probably be a pretty frightening thing, you know, saying you've got X amount of years to live. It's pretty frightening. However, the good news is you can do something about it and make it even better by improving your health and nutrition. Dr. Shealy, biogenics is something that that you talk about. Can you give us a definition of what that is, what it means, and what we need to know about biogenics?
Well, back in 1974, when I entered my PhD in psychology program, I was interested in looking at biofeedback, which had just recently been introduced in this country, that is, using physiological life, you know, things that are happening as they happen, temperature, blood flow, all kinds of things, feeding it back to the person so that they could gain control over internal feelings. But that opened me to a term called self-regulation. And the first one that I learned was one called autogenic training. auditing training was actually developed in 1912 by a German psychiatrist, Johann H. Schultz. By 1969, there were 6 volumes of auditing training with 2,600 scientific references showing that people who would do this consistently over a period of 3 to 6 months could control 80% of stress illnesses, which, of course, is all illnesses, essentially. And I was interested not only in auditing training, but what other techniques throughout history and other parts of the world have been used to gain, you know, control over function of the body. And I read 350 books, did a lot of research. And so I determined that if we look at the stuff throughout the world, there were certain principles for using mental techniques for health enhancement. And the top of the list is a positive attitude. It goes without saying that, you know, a positive attitude is essential for everything. The second is relaxation, and the rest we'll do after the break.
No shortage of breaks. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're gonna talk a little bit more about biogenics. And I'd like to ask you, Dr. Shealy, when we come back, is that something that we can do the next time you're at a meetup? Is there a way that we could do autogenic trading at Ziggy's? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Watch it. I know there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'd like to let you know that I'm going to be speaking at an event on Friday. That's this Friday. And at 3 o'clock. And my topic is, how big are the lies? I'll be talking about these fantastic lies that we've been told, from the moon landing to the chemtrails. How big are the lies? So that's Friday, and it's the Hungry for Health Gala and Organic Festival. It's at the Lodge of the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri. And there's a black tie dinner April 3rd. That would be tomorrow. And I'll be at that also. So I'll be dining with you if you'd like to join us. The post is on the website, usaprepares.com. And the seminars are Friday and Saturday. So if you'd like to join us, and if you need a scholarship, contact me. If you have a financial hardship and you'd like to attend this health festival, I will be there. And I will make sure that you get a scholarship if you need one. Other than that, I believe it's $8 at the door. So that's in Branson, and the post is on the website at usapreparers.com. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we were talking about biogenics, and we're talking about stress, Dr. Shealy. Stress is the cause of 80% of our illnesses. Please continue.
Well, so what I learned is that you need to have a positive attitude. You need to learn how to relax. And if you relax 20 minutes twice a day, you actually can accomplish about half of what you can do with self-regulation. But if you're going to do it, you might as well go all the way and do everything. So the next thing you have to learn to do is to balance the physical sensations in your body. And so I developed this is now going beyond usual relaxation therapy, the relaxation response, or autogenic training. You need to learn to be able to turn on or off any sensation. in your body, not only pain, but be able to control it. And I call that balancing body feelings or sensations or sensory biofeedback, getting in touch with what's coming to you from your body and learning to control it. The next is learning to balance emotions, because you can, you know, get your body physically, emotionally, and otherwise balanced, but then if you suddenly tune into unfinished business, anger, guilt, anxiety, or whatever, you'll be out of balance again. So you need to develop techniques for emotional balancing and dealing with unfinished business. And then you're ready for true meditation or spiritual attunement, which is getting in touch with God, soul, or the divine. And it's that complete system that I call biogenics. And yes, of course we could do that at Ziggy's.
Okay.
Now, that will take me the whole evening to do, you know, give a quick overview of that.
Wow. I mean, that, Dr. Shuler, that would be fabulous. Now, do you think the environment at Ziggy's with the plates and the silverware banging and clanging, we could, is it still something
we
can do, or do
you
need to
I've done it all over. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. That sounds wonderful. So just, you know, at your convenience, let me know when your schedule works for that, and we'll do that. Now, next Wednesday, you're going to be, is it next Wednesday you're going to be traveling?
Yes, I will be out of the country.
Okay. All right. And will you be back the following Wednesday?
I will be back the following Wednesday.
Okay, so Dr. Julie Penick will be in your chair?
Yes. Yeah,
there you go. Dr. Julie Penick will be sitting in Dr. Norm Shealy's seat on Wednesday. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us. That's normshealy.com if you want to get the same newsletters that I get. Absolutely free. And seriously, class, where else do you know that you can get medical advice absolutely free? Where? Dr. Norm Shealy provides it. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And if you'd like to meet with us in Branson, it's on the website. We'd love to see you on Friday.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.